Providers at Prevention Point Philadelphia are seeing growing interest in long-acting injectable medication to treat opioid use disorder, as opposed to oral medications that have to be taken daily. Use of the injectable medications has doubled over the past fiscal year, WHYY's Nicole Leonard reports.
Callie Lamb first started injecting drugs when she was 16. She became addicted to opioids, and years later, she was homeless and living on the streets of Kensington.
You're not proud of it. You just try to keep your head up. You know, you're trying to survive.
Lamb eventually got sober in jail while taking one type of a daily oral treatment medication for opioid use disorder. But when she got out, she didn't think this regimented dosing schedule would work for her. Through Prevention Point, she enrolled in Sublocade, a medication given as a monthly injection.
Okay, for the next month, this is going to be in my system, and I have to think about it once and it's done.
Lamb says it was this treatment that helped her enter long-term recovery. She says Sublocade can be especially helpful for anyone struggling to access medication in a reliable fashion. For example, people who are unhoused or who may get detained.
If you are at risk of being arrested on a daily basis, it's nicer to know that you have this in your system where you don't have to worry about not getting dosed for a week.
Prevention Point has created incentives for people to try Sublocade treatment, where someone gets between $25 and $100 in gift cards every time they come in for a monthly injection. The organization began doing this after noticing that people would sell portions of their supply of oral medications like Suboxone on the street. People would then use the money to buy food, bus tickets, and other items. Clinic Dr. Serge Emile Simpson says the gift card incentive may seem controversial.
But for us, like, we could not get people interested in Sublocade because it would have bitten into the cash flow if they were selling some or all of their Suboxone.
Now people can use the gift cards to pay for their everyday needs and get the medication they need without having to sell anything. Prevention Point leaders hope this program model can increase access to addiction treatment going forward. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.